Welcome to Lemons and Limes, the David and Abigail show. I'm David, and this is my co-host and sister, Abigail.
It's me!
Hi.
Hi!
So you're sticking with that one?
I think that's the one I wanted to use. Now we're talking about it again.
Okay. I know. every single time.
Every week.
Yeah, oh my gosh. Yeah. Yep.
Real quick, by the way, guys, this is the fourth laptop I've been using. This is the fourth episode, the fourth laptop I'm using fourth episode.
You've, like, almost used a different laptop every single episode.
No, not almost. I have.
Yeah.
I don't even understand why. Some of you know, like, David's really techie, and, like, my dad's really techie, too, and, like, he's just...
Yeah.
Trying to help me out with a laptop, and for some reason, every single one he gives me doesn't work out, and then, like...
Yeah.
Hopefully this one I'm using now will. We're thinking the fourth is, like, the best for some reason.
Well, yeah, the one... He told me about it. This one's actually... It's pretty nice, and it should hold up well for you, but, like... And he doesn't just have, like, laptops lying around. Part of, like, a side thing he does, and we don't have to get into it too much, but a part of a side thing he does is he buys and sort of, like... refurbishes laptops and sells them again. So
yeah.
So like that's how he had like all these random extra ones. So.
Yes.
But yeah.
Yeah, he's not like stealing them or anything.
Just... That's not what I was going with.
I'm just saying. Why don't you? I don't know. Never mind.
I was hoping it didn't sound like I was like insinuating that like we had like tons of money or something.
Oh, yeah, no, I know.
Yeah, no, that's not the case.
It's obvious.
We're doing all right.
We're doing all right.
I don't live with them anyway. I make my own money.
So. I don't live with them anyway.
I make my own money.
Okay, anyway. You're coming to New York next week.
I'm a grown-up. Yes, I am coming to New York next week. I am a grown-up.
Grown man.
Yeah, and we talked about it a little bit before... Okay, I don't want to talk to you.
Sorry.
So anyway, we talked about it before, but yeah, so next week, and this podcast is going to come out like way after, because we've recorded like a bunch before we've put them up. But next week in real life, I'll be in New York, and it's super awesome. The last time I was in New York was in June of this year, 2017.
That's not too long ago.
No, actually it's not, because usually I don't end up back in New York until, like, one of the holidays, like, at the end of the year, like, either Thanksgiving or Christmas. It's usually one or the other. It kind of depends. So far it hasn't been both yet, but we'll see. We're most likely coming for Christmas, though. Like, that should work out fine. We're just, like, waiting for not awful flights.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, it should work out okay. We should start looking again soon, actually. But yeah, so I'm so excited because we're going... Well, the purpose is to go for a friend's wedding. And then our other friend here from California is coming with us because it's also the same, like, mutual friend.
You and your girlfriend and then your friend.
Yeah. So, yeah. And super dope. We're all crashing my parents' house. I think we talked about this before, but, like, yeah. So it's gonna be just for like the weekend, but it will be nice. Like, and I'm excited too, because like it's always nice to see my family, because you know I live in California and I don't get to see them all in New York. So yeah, I was very excited. Oh, I saw this Instagram story you posted of Casper, our dog. That was so cute.
Oh yeah. Yeah, Tot. She messaged me like a little while later. She was like, "Yeah, clearly he's very excited."
Yeah, you were like, I'm sure you're just so enthused right now, and he just, like, he almost looked like he couldn't care less.
Well, so, yeah, in the story, like, I was just, like, talking to Casper, my dog, you know, because that's normal, and,
Yeah.
I was just talking to him, like, so, you excited that David, you know, and his girlfriend and their friend are coming to visit us, you know, soon? And he's just, like, looking at me, and then he starts licking himself, and I'm like, okay, I don't know, okay.
I don't know how to talk to you.
Yeah. And I posted it anyway, because I said, like, you know, like, I'm so excited, you know, and stuff. And,
yeah.
Or I said, can't wait. And, like, I wrote that on there.
Yeah.
And then Todd was like, he seems excited, like, clearly. Like,
clearly. He's just so excited. Literally can't, you know?
Yeah.
But the other thing I'm excited about, too, and, like, it should work out, but I don't want to, like, make promises that won't happen. But, like, we're most likely, since we're going to be in the same, like, part of the country at the same time, we're most likely going to record a podcast, like, together in the same room, which will be a new experience because we've only done podcasts away from each other. So,
yeah. Yeah, so far. So.
But I'm kind of hoping to make that a thing, like, when we're both together to at least record, like, one podcast together, like, in person, you know?
I have a feeling we won't be able to stop laughing.
Yeah, it's gonna be interesting because right now we don't do video when we do this, so we can't see each other, we just hear each other, so like it's gonna be even more interesting like when we're actually sitting in the same room,
because like just in general, like when we haven't seen each other in a while and we can see each other, like our facial expressions,
yeah,
and, like the way we're like our mannerisms are and stuff, we yeah. seem to like react in a more like, you know, like laughing kind of
Yeah.
way because of that, you know, so.
It'll be fun. Like, it'll be almost like a different dynamic for the show.
Yeah.
Which is funny. But yeah, I'm super excited, though. And, you know, it's funny because, like, we can do one probably next week. And then, what?
No, go ahead.
And then another time we can do it is when we're in New York for Christmas. But then you're most likely coming back to California after Christmas. So, like, we'll have, like, we could probably record a couple, like, at the end of the year, you know, together.
Yeah.
So that'd be fun.
Well, and yours and Todd's birthday is soon. So.
Yes. Abby's birthday just happened.
Yes.
Happy, it's not your birthday anymore.
And then my dad's birthday is, like, this coming Sunday.
No, it's tomorrow.
Or tomorrow. Yeah. Sorry, wait, not this coming.
Well, this tomorrow. Coming Sunday is tomorrow.
It's tomorrow. It is tomorrow, yes. Sorry, I don't know why I'm thinking, like, it's, like, Wednesday. For some reason, I keep thinking today's Wednesday. I don't know why.
Yeah, and by the way, when you texted me about it, I was like, oh my god, I totally forgot. Thank you for saying something.
Yeah, because, like, I figured out what to get him, and then Mom kind of is doing the same thing as you that I told you to do.
Yeah, I think I might end up
so, because, like, we don't know, that's what he said he wanted anyway, so.
That's probably fine for him. He can get a lot of use out of, a gift card is what we're talking about.
Well, yeah, he can't hear it right now, so, like, yeah, an Amazon gift card.
And by the time this comes out.
Plus, he said that's what he wants, so it's, like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I'll probably do that. It's not really that insensitive, because, like, it's kind of what he wants, and he's a very simple man, and money is always great.
But I have something I want to give him, so.
Yeah, I just don't have any ideas. Like, the last year, or, like. Like, sometimes what happens when we get presents for, like, Dad, for instance, like, you guys have an idea, or, like, Mom found, what, was that his birthday? She found that, now I can't even remember what it was, but it was, like,
Christmas.
Oh, okay. But she found something at, like, an antique shop?
Thing.
Yeah, that's right. And it was really cool, and so, but it was a little pricey, and so she got it, and then I just, like, contributed money to it, so. That's always nice.
Yeah, that was really cool. Like, because she was telling me, like, when we were trying to figure out what to get for her birthday, she's like, I don't know. Like, she's like, the thing I got for Christmas, that happens, like, once in a blue moon. Like,
I know.
Like, actually, like, find something that he would want.
Yeah.
Like, and, I don't know. Not like he doesn't want anything. It's just that, like, we don't know. Some of the things he wants are, like, so, like, detailed or, like, specific, like, techie stuff that, like, we wouldn't, like, even,
yeah,
I don't know, like, Amazon gift cards are good.
Yeah.
But, like, I have something that I know he likes. It's actually a movie.
Oh, cool. We should make the stipulation, though, like, on the Amazon gift card, that he has to buy something for himself, because
yes, that's, I was actually gonna say that to him,
because, like, you know, we know Dad, he will use it for, like, anything. I don't know, like, something practical or something, like, he needs, like, for you guys, which is, like, not, like, that's not a bad thing, but, like, we're giving him a gift so that he buys himself something, you know?
Yeah.
He's just being a dad.
Yeah, I'm, like, super enjoying the pour over you got me for my birthday.
Yeah.
I got a pour over from David for my birthday, plus,
she's talking about coffee,
like,
by the way.
Yeah, coffee pour over. Like, you know, like, when you brew, like, with those little weird glass-looking things.
Yeah.
Well, there's, like, other ones that aren't like that, but it's just, like, how they used to do it in the old, like,
in the old
days. Yeah, like,
It's funny because one of my coworkers is like a coffee snob, and he does that too at work. Like he has a whole like.
Oh, I would so do that if I had an office shop. Sorry.
Yeah, no, but he keeps one. He keeps one at work, and he has coffee beans and everything, and he has a coffee grinder at work.
He grinds it there.
Yeah, yeah. Like every morning, I hear him grinding coffee.
I want him. Okay, I mean, I didn't mean like that.
Abby, he is happily married, and he has a son.
Oh, sorry. I mean, like, I meant, like, I want, like, his, like...
I know.
I want his essence in my life, you know?
That was just such a funny way to put it. You were just, like, immediately, like, I want him. I mean, okay.
I knew no, what you but, meant. And then I got this, like, coffee mill thing for my parents, and what else did I get? Oh, and then the little, like, water thing it goes in. The water goes in to, like, there's a thermometer on it to, like, have the right temperature.
Yeah.
Water for the pour over.
It was so funny because you literally asked for like three things and we got you everything you wanted. And you were like, but you were like fine with it. You were like, I mean, this is exactly what I wanted. Thank you.
That's literally all I wanted. I did not feel like.
Yeah.
Like, no, I mean, I was totally fine with that.
Like, she emailed us a very specific list of three things and then called it good, you know?
I don't mind telling people what I want. I have them give it for me, like, yeah. All day long.
Whenever, like, people ask me what I want for things, like, I can never think of stuff. Or it's, like, techie stuff and I don't want to make you buy it, like, if it's really expensive. So what I started doing is, because my birthday's coming up soon. I think you just said that before. it's also in the month of September. And actually, incidentally, side note, my girlfriend and I share the same birthday. It's a different year, but we are born the same day. So there you are. soulmates. What was I saying? Oh, yeah. So what I started doing was I started just, like, putting random things that I, like, would want onto, like, an Amazon list. And then I compiled it together and, like, sent it to my family. And I was like, here's just, like, a bunch of crap. Like, have fun. And, like, some of it is, it like, it's not all, like, that expensive either. But, like, you know, if you bought everything, that would be ridiculous, you know? But the thing is, like, you could also use this list for, like, Christmas. Or, like, I'll send you a different one, like, with stuff based on this list. So.
Yeah, it was actually very helpful.
Like, yeah. And I, like, if you bought me everything on that list, that would be very surprising. And I don't know why you would do that.
I don't think top minds, though, because, like, she was trying to figure out what to get you.
Yeah.
And asked me for suggestions, and I'm like, I just, like, emailed her that. And yeah. She's like, I love you!
Well, it was funny, too, because her and I were talking about it, and I realized, after I sent it, I realized, because it's such a habit for me to just send it to you guys, and for some reason, I wasn't thinking about sending it to Tot until after I sent it. I was like, oh, I should have included her on the email. What am I doing, you know?
Yeah, it's okay. I just forwarded it to her.
Yeah, like, yeah. Yeah. It was funny. We had a conversation about that, and she was like jokingly being like, "Yeah, well, whatever. You didn't want to send it to me. It's fine."
She like, whatever, just leave me out.
Yeah, she was obviously kidding, but it was funny. Oh, speaking of her, and I can totally talk about this now because this will come out way after our birthday. I ordered her present finally. I don't think it's gonna come. Well, it's funny because I was gonna talk to you about this outside the podcast, but I may as well just mention it here. I don't think it's gonna. Well, I don't know. Like, it may not come in time for me to bring it to New York to do a whole birthday thing with, but we'll see. I told you about it before. So we were. So again, I live in California. Some weeks ago during the summer, it's like almost the end of the summer now in September, but our church group, we went on like a retreat to Monterey, California, which is very nice. Oh my goodness, I love it there. It's like along the coast, and it's just like a nice, like, we were in this like retreat center, like a conference center, and we had like different rooms and almost like a hotel. And then there were like these, like, I don't know if I want to say cabins, but that's kind of what they were. But like when you look inside, it doesn't really like feel like a cabin though. But yeah, so, and the conference center was like on the beach, and it was very nice. We could just walk down right to the beach, and then we could also drive around and stuff. What we almost did was they have an aquarium there that I really, really, really wanted to go to, but it was a little pricey, so we ended up not doing it that trip. But like Tot and I totally want to go back because I love fish and I love like aquariums and stuff. Anyway, this is all relevant to the present, by the way. I'm not just going on a random tangent.
Right.
But anyway, so yeah, we were on. So, you know, we went to the beach like basically every day because it was right there, and we hung out and, you know, sat, played in the sand. It's like ocean. Oh, and side note too, it wasn't actually this trip, but the week before we went to another beach along the coast. And it was the first time I had been to an ocean beach before, and I didn't realize that until we were going, because, like, I don't even know if you've been to an ocean. Well, okay, maybe you have, but like, I know I haven't.
No, I have, because I've been to Cape Cod.
Okay, yeah, because I haven't.
But that's at the Atlantic Ocean.
Yeah, well, that's, yeah, but I mean, like, any ocean.
I've never been to an ocean beach in Pacific.
Yeah, because we've been to San Francisco, and you've seen the ocean there, but we haven't been to a beach, you know?
No.
Not when you were there. But I never realized that, and, like, all my friends were, like, so baffled by that, and I'm like, you guys realize I grew up in upstate New York, like, even like when I went to New York City, we didn't go to like a beach or something. I don't even know if they have beaches.
No, they have like the bay, like, or the, not, or I'm gonna, people are gonna get upset.
different kind of bay.
What they
call
it? Shoot, I can't think of the name of it. But anyway, you didn't go to like an ocean beach or anything like in Austria?
No, because we were inland. Like, actually, when we were in Italy, wait, was that the sea? Hold on. No, I think that was a
was that the sea?
I think we only went to the sea. I don't think we were at the ocean, if I remember correctly.
I think that's the same thing, isn't it?
Well, the sea, oceans feed into seas, but it's still, like, inland? Yeah, yeah. Yeah, no. But even then, I didn't go to a beach. So,
I think I'm thinking of the Jersey River,
maybe,
or something like that from New York City. I don't know. I should stop talking because people are gonna get upset at me.
Well,
I should know this. I live in New York.
I mean,
upstate New York.
Well, upstate. But anyway, so okay. Now to go back to my initial point. Like, so we were on the beach a lot, and some of our friends that were there, like, were taking, like, photos and things. One of them, she's, like, a photographer, and she had her, like, nice, like, DSLR camera and stuff. And so we were down there while she was taking pictures, so she ended up snapping a couple of us. And they looked really nice, like, really nice. And there was this one particular picture. Her and I were holding hands and just kind of just chatting and just like standing on the shore, and like we obviously knew we were getting photographed, like, but we weren't like posing like we were just like we're obviously having photos taken of us, it's fine. So we just kind of, you know, we were just like holding hands and just standing there, you know. And she got like such a nice shot of like on the left side, it's like us just standing there, like, and then like kind of looking at each other, just like obviously like talking, you know, but then like holding hands. And then like, and then, like, to the right, like, most of the picture was, like, the whole ocean. And it just looked beautiful, like, with the colors and everything. And so I asked her, the person who took the photo, later, I was like, hey, so I really want to get, because I saw it on Facebook. And if you just, like, download it for Facebook, it's, like, not that good of quality. So I was like, hey, I really like that photo you took, and I really want to get it framed. And give it to Tot, my girlfriend, for her birthday. And I was like, can you email it to me? And she's like, oh my gosh, like, yeah, that would be awesome. So she sent me, she sent it to me, like, a better, like, resolution of it. And yeah, so I finally ordered it. And this was a very long story to get to the point, but oceans, it matters. But yeah, so I ordered it, and I got, like, a really nice, like, cool-looking, like, wood frame for it. And it should come here, I think, next week, if not the week after. But it should come before our birthday, at least.
You should glue, should make it look really cliche and glue seashells onto it.
Oh my god. That's actually not a bad idea. It would look really good on the wood.
Yeah.
You
need like a hot glue gun, though.
Yeah, I was just thinking I would need to be like really arts and craftsy at that moment, and I don't.
Arts and craftsy? What?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I thought you said something else. Never mind. I got you. I even said it right, and I just thought
you
said
something else. Never mind. Like, I'm not about the DIY life, you know?
Yeah, the DIY.
I could just go to Hobby Lobby real quick, though, and just get things.
You might buy shells at Hobby Lobby.
I know. That's what I was thinking.
They aren't even, like, real. Like,
yeah. Monterey is such a nice place, though. If you're ever, like... if you're ever, like, back in California with us, and, like, we have, like, a lot of time to, like, do something, like, we should go to Monterey, because it's really...
I want to go to San Diego.
Really nice there. Okay, that's really far south. And I know... Do you want to explain why you want to go to San Diego?
At some point, we need to go there. If you're in California for an extended period of time...
Yeah.
I mean, you have been for right now. Like, I mean, we need to go at some point.
Do you want to explain why you want to go so badly?
Didn't we already talk about this?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I just want to see the Emperor Penguins at the San Diego Zoo.
Abby loves penguins. Let's just put that out there.
I love penguins.
Like, a lot.
Yeah, like... It's hard to talk about it.
Wow, okay.
No, I'm just kidding. No, it's like, I just kind of blanked out. No, I just really, like, the thing is about the Emperor Penguins is that they're the ones that are actually, like, originally from Antarctica. Like, the real, genuine, like, penguins are, like, 4 or 5 feet tall, like, maybe as tall as you are kind of penguins, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, they have to be in a certain climate, and, like, the only place, at least in the U.S., or North America, that they have them. I think it's, like, even in the world, but I'm not, don't quote me on that, but I think, like, it's the only zoo that actually keeps them.
Yeah.
At least they, yeah, and I know that, I'm pretty sure they still do, because I saw your friend, the girl, the wedding you're going to, she and her boyfriend went there, and they said that they saw them.
Yeah, yeah.
And,
didn't you ask her about that when you're like, okay.
I did. And
you
she
were like,
all
right, look, penguins, let's talk.
Let's talk penguins. No, she said that they saw the Emperor Penguins there.
Yeah.
And, but, like, so, like, when you go to a zoo normally, you just see the little penguins that are, like, you know, 2 feet tall or whatever.
Yeah.
Or, like, the babies, they're, like, you know, foot tall or whatever. But, like, these penguins have to be in certain climates, so it's, like, the Emperor penguins, they can't be in, like, you know, zoos all over the place because they have to, like, you know, be very temperature controlled, like, negative degrees, you know, Fahrenheit, like.
Yeah, yeah.
Several negative degrees.
I just imagine, like, you know, if this happens, and it's actually pretty likely, but, like, I just imagine us going there, and, like, you, like, freaking out, like, just having, like, a cow, you know? And then, like, all of a sudden you see him, and you're just, like, you're just crying.
Don't give me caffeine before we go.
I mean, yeah, no.
I mean, you could, but it'll just accelerate my, like, excitement.
I'll have to, like, take your phone so I can, like, film your reaction for your Instagram story or something, you know?
Oh, yeah, you can
just, like, watch you, like, just start just profusely crying, just bawling.
I don't know if I'll cry. I mean, maybe. We'll see. I don't want to say I'm going to cry because, like, I don't want to, like...
Yeah. I've been in those moments, too, where I'm like, I'm going to be so happy. I don't know if I'm going to cry, but, like, maybe.
I picture I'm going to be, like, or that I could be, like... Kristen Bell with the sloth.
Oh my gosh.
Like, I'm so happy right now. I can't wait to meet him. Like, oh my
God. And she was like, I know it's here. Oh my God. Like, so like, if you don't
she
know.
Was telling, when she was telling Ellen, like, yeah. on the show, she's like, I had a sense that it was in the house or that it was coming. That it was coming. So I just feel it. And she started to get, like, teary eyed just, like, saying that.
And her husband, I think they were, fiancés at the time, but, like, he was like, what's wrong? And she's like, I know it's here. If you don't know what we're talking about, just Google Kristen Bell sloth, because she loves sloths so much that, like, she was actually in tears for, like, meeting one. Like,
you know what's funny is that I've heard that, like, there's actually, I don't know if this just happened because of Kristen Bell or if this was already a thing, but, like I've heard that a lot of other people have emotional experiences with sloths. Like,
yeah, what is that?
I don't know what that is. Like,
I mean, they're all right.
I don't know if it's just, like, what I was saying is, like, I don't know if it's a fad because Kristen Bell was so obsessed with them.
Yeah.
Or if it was, like, already a thing.
It could already have been a thing. I wouldn't be surprised. I don't know why, and I'm not saying it's a bad thing.
No, it's not bad.
No.
It's kind of funny and cute.
Yeah.
And sweet.
It is sweet, actually. Her love for sloths are so pure, you know?
Yeah. Anyway.
What?
Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, I have, like, a small story. Were you about to ask about the alarm math?
Yeah. Like, what is the... I keep looking at it, like, thinking, like, what does that mean? We have, like, a shared notebook, and I'm looking at what he wrote.
Yeah, which makes it really easy for us to, like, segue into things. But...
Yeah.
yeah, so I specifically wrote it that way to be confusing. So...
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. You're like, I'm sufficiently confused. Good job.
Thank you. Yeah.
So, actually, it's funny because, I am not a morning person, like, at all, and, I have a hard time waking up in the morning for some reason. And like, so it takes me a lot to like get up, and I have to set, I have to set two alarms to wake myself up. Like I set my actual, like actual alarm clock, and then I set an alarm on my phone as well. So what's funny is that Dad actually was the one who sent me, he told me about this app he was using for an alarm clock. And like phones have like a built-in alarm clock, right? Like, you know, why do you need an app? But this app had like, and I'm sure there's lots of apps like it, but like basically instead of it just like being an alarm, when you try to turn it off, you have to like do something. So for instance, one of the things you do is solve math problems to turn off the alarm.
Oh my gosh.
I know. And
that's hilarious.
And here's the best part. So, okay.
I've heard of people like putting their alarm clock across the room, having to like,
yeah.
Or like their whatever their alarm is across the room, but yeah, that's different.
See,
like,
that wouldn't work for me because I would still get up and push it and then I would go back to bed. Like that wouldn't help me. I don't think it would anyway. But so
that would just like annoy the crap out of me, honestly. Like, yeah. Oh my gosh, it's all going across the room. I don't want to get up.
Yeah, you just know, like put like, your pillow over your head and just
I would just get mad
and just accept it. Yeah.
And then probably I wouldn't even hear it because it'd be like too quiet because it's far away.
Yeah. So the other options is take a picture to turn off the phone or the alarm rather. And I don't know what that means. Like you just snap a selfie and then wake up. Like that's.
Or like a picture of the wall.
Yeah. The other one is to scan like a barcode or QR code. So like you put like a QR code somewhere in your room and you have to scan it. Like that particular code to wake up. So like that would get you out of your bed, you know, to like go and find the thing to scan, which I guess it's kind of the same as like, you know, putting your alarm clock somewhere else. So, but then the other,
go ahead.
Well, the other thing too is you would need light too. So you'd have to turn on the light because otherwise you probably won't see the QR code.
Is there a way to turn it off without doing these things? Because like, what if you can't do them?
See,
like, you don't know how to do math or.
I don't.
What if you're dumb?
I don't know.
Or you don't have the QR code. Like.
Well, yeah. See, I don't know if there's like a back door, like, hey, like emergency, like, can you please just shut off thing? Like, I don't know if it does. You might be able to just kill the app or maybe just reboot your phone or something. But like, yeah, I don't think so. I thought about the same thing.
That sounds creepy.
Yeah. The other thing is you can shake your phone, but you shake it for like a few, like you shake it for a certain amount of seconds. So the default is 30. So you have to shake your phone for 30 seconds or for 30 shakes at least. I mean, actually,
so, like,
that's probably what
Dad's
it is.
Dad's using this right now?
Yeah.
And did you use it?
I did try it. And so I did the math one. And so here's the other funny thing. So you can specify how many math problems you want to do, first of all. The default is 3. And it has an easy to hard scale. So, like, easy.
Weird, sounds hard.
Well, yeah. Easy, like, the easiest is, like, like simple addition. And then it goes from, like, adding, like, single digits to two digits. To like adding 3 sets of 2 digits, and then it goes into complex algebra. So like,
oh,
this is a sliding scale. And I'm like, I'm sitting here thinking like, oh my gosh, like I can, like, fast math in my head is already hard enough, like how am I supposed to do complex algebra when I'm half asleep, you know, and try to solve 3 problems? Like, what am I supposed to do, like keep scratch paper like by my bed now and like do like equations like while I'm trying to wake up? And the worst part is that
it's awkward
when you're about to turn off the alarm. Like, okay, say you snooze it, okay, and so that turns it off for like 10 minutes or so. As soon as you bring up the option to turn off the alarm, it just goes off again, like regardless if it is snoozing or not. So you can't like peacefully try to solve your math problems. It just like starts beeping again as soon as you open the app to like turn off the alarm. So
I don't like this at all.
I know. So not only are you anxious because you need to do math, but you're also angry because it's going off again. So there's a lot of things happening.
Yeah, this doesn't sound like fun.
So I did 3 like simple addition.
If you really need it's good for people who need it, but for me, I would not use that.
Yeah. So I have 3 math problems and it's 3 simple like addition, like 6 plus 7, you know, like that kind of thing. Which is 13, by the way.
Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome.
Perfect. What I do, I started using my phone, like just my phone, like alarm.
Yeah.
On the clock for my alarm. I was using like an actual alarm, which I still have. I keep it like for have the time, like digital time there. So like in the middle of the night, if I wake up and I can see the time, you know, or if I can't fall asleep or whatever, I can just see the time.
Yeah.
But anyway, I don't use it for an alarm anymore, but, but like with my alarm on my, on the clock on my phone, so like I'll set one alarm for like an hour and 15 minutes before I need to wake up. It depends on what it is. Like if I need to work at, like I work at a coffee shop, like if I need to work at 6:30, I'll try and wake up like at 5:15, you know?
Yeah.
So I'll set it for 4, and then I'll put the snooze on 15 minutes 3 times.
Yeah. Okay.
So like I hit the snooze, so then like when I wake up, I hit the snooze every 15 minutes 3 times. Then that turns off. Then I have one set for 5 for the snooze for 5 minutes 3 times.
Oh, okay.
So but if I don't wake up at 5, then I have a 15 minute window to like still get up.
Yeah.
You know, like I should wake up by 5, but if I don't, I have 5 more snoozes, like or three more 5 minute. Oh my gosh, I can't talk.
Yeah.
Tongue twister.
Yeah.
3 5-minute snoozes to get up. It's kind of like confusing, but I get it. You know.
Yeah. No, I do see what you're saying.
But I don't need like 2 alarms, like an actual alarm and like my phone alarm. Like I can't do that. I tried that one time. I was terrified. I was like, I thought I was dying. I was really terrified. I was like, how do I make this stop?
You know? You're like, which one is going off?
And then what I didn't like too is that they don't go off at the same time either when I hit the snooze on them.
Yeah.
So like, they're going off at different times, and I just kept waking up, and like, I might as well just get up then. Like,
yeah.
Which is like the point of it too, but then also like, I set it like an hour before I want to wake up, so like,
yeah.
I don't want to like wake up an hour before I need to wake up. You know what I mean?
Right. So. Yeah.
That's too much for me if I do with 2 arms.
I don't know what it is about waking up in the morning, but I don't know.
The problem is for me, I just don't like getting out of bed.
Yeah.
But it's something like if I wake up in the morning and like I super have to go to the bathroom.
Uh-huh.
Like, and I don't want to get out of bed though, but like I super have to go to the bathroom, you know, like then I'll just get up and go to the bathroom and like, oh, I might as well get up now.
Yeah.
Like, you know, but like if there's like times where like there's no like urgency to like get up,
yeah,
I just don't like, I mean, I never like getting up, but I just don't want to actually get out of bed. But once I get out of bed, I do pretty okay.
Yeah, I'm kind of the same way. Like if I have like good motivation, then I'll get up, obviously. But like if I'm like, I don't know, if I'm like getting up and I don't really like, I'm not like looking forward to like something like I have to go do, then it's harder for me to get up, especially.
Like, when I open for work, I literally, like, I told you this, I just wake up out of sheer panic, because there's only 2 of us that open, and we only have a half an hour to open.
Yeah.
And it's like, if I don't get there, my butt there on time, then, like, it totally, like, affects everything.
Yeah, yeah. So, like, you know? I mean, like, you kind of have to, like, get there, so.
Yeah, obviously, you always want to be on time for work, but I'm just saying, like, for that, like, you really want to. But, you know, I mean, we, like, sometimes, like, we've all had, like, a time or two where, like, we've opened and we're, like, a little late because we accidentally slept in because it's really early, you know?
Yeah.
So it turns out fine. It's just that I know, like, I want to try my best I can to get there on time because, like, I'm not, like, in charge for one thing, so, like,
yeah.
I could get in trouble. And, like, not saying, like, if I was in charge, I wouldn't get in trouble, but I'm just saying, like, it's not, like, it's more of a big deal.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
I once overslept for my current job, and I don't know how it happened, but somehow I woke up so late. Like, I basically woke up on the time I should have been at work, and I was like, oh my gosh. And so I called in, and I was like, hey, I just woke up. I slept through my alarm. I'm so sorry. And they're like, okay, don't worry about it. It's fine. Just get here when you get here. I was basically an hour late for work, and everybody was really cool about it, but I was like, I'm so sorry. I don't know what happened. So do you want to go into this or that? Do you want to talk about the other thing next time? Maybe we could talk about that, like, when we're hopefully doing this in person. Would that work?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's okay. Okay. Yeah.
To be continued. Haha. Now you have to listen to the next episode. Haha, I get wrecked.
Yeah, it's not that, like, important, but I can, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, so Abby has a this or that. She says it's very relevant to me.
To you, yes. So what we'll do, so it's a certain category, and I'll say the category in just a second, but it's like, 1, 2, 3, it has 7 questions. This or that is basically like, it's like, would you like this or that? Like, yeah. What would you prefer kind of thing?
You
like
have 2 choices, and you just pick one. Yeah.
Pick one or the other. And you can, I'm sure you can do this in many different ways, but what we're going to do is to do what we did one other time. I think it was like episode 2. Where I'm just gonna like spitfire the 7 questions to David, and he's gonna answer them.
Lightning round.
And I'm gonna write down his answers as he says, or as he says them.
As he says them.
Uh huh. As he says them.
I'm glad we made this podcast. We're very good at speaking.
Thank you very much. No. So as he says them, and then we can talk about them after, and I can tell him what I prefer too.
Yeah. I'm ready.
So.
I don't know why I'm a little nervous, but I'm ready.
Let me just see here. Let me see. The category is books, games, and music.
Okay.
Yes. And you're like, I'm ready.
I am ready.
Okay. So.
Rapid fire. Go.
Yes. And. Ready?
Yes.
Okay. Movie theater or arcade?
Movie theater.
Book or Kindle?
That's hard. Probably Kindle, but I do like reading real books. Sorry. It's not rapid fire. One. Kindle.
Xbox or PlayStation?
PlayStation.
I knew that one.
Yeah.
Nintendo or Sega?
Nintendo. Yeah.
Okay. Guitar or piano?
I had to choose piano, but I might end up learning guitar soon.
Drawing or painting?
Wow. Probably. Wow. I'm not good at either. Drawing is what is popping into my head more. That didn't make sense.
We'll go with that.
It's what my heart's
Marvel
telling me.
Marvel or DC Comics?
Oh, Marvel.
I knew it.
I mean,
I actually knew a lot of these answers, but I thought we could like talk about them more. That's it.
Oh, okay. Just to get into the Marvel vs. DC thing, though, just real quick, let me just, like, brush over that one.
Let me just inform you.
I like DC, but, I am so, like, this, me and my friends and my girlfriend, too, like, especially, like, we're super into, like, all the Marvel, like, stuff that's been happening lately. Like, all the movies. I am in love with the Netflix shows that they're incorporating into the MCU, the Marvel Cinematic Universe. All the movies are great. DC is not bad. It's just they haven't done as well as Marvel in this cinematic universes, you know? So, anyway, I love them both, but I'm very partial to Marvel at the moment. So, that's all I'll say to that.
So, the movie theater or arcade? I mean, that's kind of, like, obvious.
You know, it's funny.
To me, at least. I don't know. Like
I never go to arcades that much. That's why I picked movie theater. But arcades are fun. Like we've done that before, you know. Like a good old like Chuck E. Cheese or something like that. That was like way back when, but yeah.
They still have some. We get like this bowling place near where we grew up, which is like near where I still live now. They opened up like a laser tag kind of arcade / bumper car area in their bowling place.
That's right.
Like they took out 10 lanes and to put it in this area, so it's kind of like a family fun center.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so which is good because it would make more money than just bowling. You know.
Yeah, bowling.
But
is
yeah, they kind of they have arcade games there, which I didn't when I went a little while ago. I didn't really have a chance to play it, but. Because, like, yeah. I felt like I would be, like, I would look weird because, like, all these little kids were playing them. So.
Yeah.
Like, we need to go to, like, a place, you know, one of those places that, like, have, like, adult, like...
Oh, like, Dave & Buster's? Games.
Yeah, Dave & Buster's, yeah.
Yeah. We almost went to one time, but we ended up not. I don't know. The people we were going to go with, our plans didn't line up. So, yeah.
Yeah, we need to do that sometime.
Me too. Yeah.
So, like, book or Kindle, I mean, that's, like, a big controversy. I'm not controversy, but that's, like, a big, like, people, like, really prefer one or the other usually.
Yeah, it's funny because I have a mix of both. I have Kindle books and I have real books. And it just kind of depends. Like, behind me, you can't see it, obviously, but I have a bookshelf behind me of, like, a lot of actual books. But then I have a ton of, like, I don't know, if it's, like, here's kind of my thing. Like, if it's, like, a fiction book or just, like, something that, like, I'll casually read, then I'll probably just get it on Kindle.
That you wouldn't mind not having on your shelf.
Yeah. If it's, like, a book, like, although that's the other downside, is, like, you can't show off all the books that you read, you know?
Yeah.
How smart you are.
but if it's like a religious book or like a theological book, you may want to have it in your
I like having those because sometimes I write in them or like highlighting. Although you can do that in Kindle too, but like I kinda like having those as a physical book, and that's mostly what's behind me. Yeah. Definitely.
Because, like, what if you were to say like, okay, because for me, if you were to say like readable book or audiobook.
Yeah.
I would pick audiobook.
Yeah, actually, that's depending, probably a good third
option. Depending on what
it
is, though, because sometimes, like, if the readable book has a lot of pictures in it.
Yeah.
Like, I know I listened to an audiobook recently, maybe it was earlier this year. And it was kind of awkward because, like, it had a lot of pictures in it, I guess. I didn't realize until I was, like, listening to audiobook, and then it would say, like, see picture number or something, whatever.
And you're like, crap.
I'm like, oh, crap, I can't. Like, how do I do
think
that?
That's,
like,
I don't think that's too common, though. It really, like you said, it depends on the book, you know?
Yeah, so,
it's like,
maybe
an autobiography.
That book, because I was thinking about, like, actually getting the actual book for that one, or at least, like...
Yeah.
I don't know.
I haven't
seen the pictures.
I haven't actually listened to audiobooks, but I feel like I would like that, but it would depend on the book, you know? Like some audiobooks turn into like audio dramas, which are so cool, you know? Like,
well, that's what, and then like the narrator too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like if they have a good narrator, or if it's like kind of like a book on like kind of biographical, and then like the actual person does the book, like the audio for it.
Yeah,
like,
that's
really cool.
Definitely.
I know like some people say though, they like, I've heard like just from listening to like podcasts about like people who do like write books or and have them put into audiobooks. Like this one person was saying how they hated how their voice sounded. They could not use it. They were like, this is horrible. And it wasn't just like they thought like it was bad, like other people were like, this doesn't sound right. And like, why don't you hire someone to like do that?
Yeah, just like hire like a really good like
a British accent.
That is exactly what I was gonna say. I was gonna say if I ever wrote a book, I would find somebody British and just let them read my book. Like that
the most British person.
Yeah, like for sure. Like I would totally do that.
And then, yeah, you like PlayStation over Xbox now.
I do, yeah. We played a lot of Xbox 360 in our day, but, like, I...
Connect a little bit, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's a good thing about it.
It is, yeah. Although, even the more modern PlayStation and Xbox have similar things, you know? Now it's all about VR, but yeah.
What is VR?
Wait, you don't know what VR is?
No.
It's virtual reality. Like, you put on, like, the headset, and, like, you can see
everything.
Oh, I know
it's virtual reality.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, I was going to say, I was like, you must know.
No, I know what that is.
That would freak you out. Oh, my God.
I would, like, scream.
We had, this is a funny story. So, like,
why are we screaming?
one of our, actually, I don't think she actually works there anymore, but, like, she was one of the, I don't know what her job title is, but like at our apartment complex, you know, there's people who work in the office.
Is this there in California?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So she was talking about, like, she was really cool. I think she doesn't work anymore, but it's because she now manages another place. Like, yeah. So she was talking about how her, I think it was her dad had a VR headset, and they were playing like some scary game, and she was so freaked out. She like went into like the fetal position and was like screaming, like, "Take it off, take it off, take it off!" Like she was flipping out so much, like it scared her so badly. Like, she was flipping out.
That's not good.
See, like, I don't like horror games in general, or, like, even horror movies, but, like, playing a horror game in VR would be terrifying, you know? There are some really cool, like, not horror games, but, like, just, like, really cool games that you can, like, play in VR, and it's pretty neat. I have not been able to experience it yet, but I've watched, like, videos or, like, people on, like, Twitch or something, like, streaming it. It's pretty awesome. Yeah, it's a pretty cool technology that's actually, you know, it's still kind of new, but like once it becomes a little more accessible, it'll be really neat. Yeah. What was the question again?
Xbox or
PlayStation? Oh yeah, okay. Yeah. Wait, what was the question about? Anyway, but yeah, I became a little more partial to PlayStation. I ended up getting a PS4 when the Xbox One and the PS4 were coming around, because there have been way more games on the PS4 that I've wanted to play. I have a ton of PS4 games, and I'm mostly a PC gamer. Like, I'm just gonna this is my nerd rant for like a minute, but I mostly play PC games, but there's still like a lot,
which means he plays them on his computer just in case.
yes, like through Steam and Battle.net or whatever.
I'm sure everyone knows like that. What those are.
Yeah. But yeah, I mostly play games on my computer. But there's still quite a few things that I want to play on PlayStation to make it worth having one. And I got it, like, around the time that I didn't have a good computer to play games on. So it was a good, like, transition for me, so.
Now, I don't remember. What is a Sega?
Sega was an old... Well, they're still around, but, like, So, you know how, like, we have, like...
It says Nintendo or Sega.
Yeah, so, like, Nintendo has a lot of consoles that they still make now. Like, the Wii, the Wii U, the Switch... Sega doesn't really make consoles anymore. Wait, did they make a console?
Are they? I think they're talking about the game, like the, or not the game, but like the game type thing way back when Nintendo or Sega, like.
Yeah, so Sega still makes games though. So like they still publish games.
Oh.
So like okay. Yeah, Sega makes a lot of games still. Like they make. Wait, do they make them? Hold on, I don't want to misquote this. I think that's actually Nintendo. Do you know, like, Sonic the Hedgehog? You familiar?
Maybe.
Well, they make Sonic. So, like, Sonic...
Oh, Sonic! Yeah. Oh.
So, Sonic...
Yeah, I know Sonic.
Sonic is to Sega, like, Mario is to Nintendo. Oh. You see what I mean? Yeah.
Interesting.
But they don't really make consoles anymore. Like, they had the Sega Genesis, like, a long time ago. But, like...
That's what I mean. I think it's talking about the Nintendo 64 or Sega Genesis.
I'd still probably say Nintendo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, like, how do you choose between guitar or piano? I would choose guitar because I know how to play guitar, kind of.
Yeah, like... I have an interest to play both, and it's funny because I learned how to play basic piano, and I've also learned how to play basic guitar, but I've never, like, fully pursued either of them. And that's an interesting conversation, but, like, I really want to learn one of them, and I'm thinking about maybe going with guitar just because it's a little bit easier to like find somebody to learn, to teach me. But yeah, I like very badly want to learn to play an instrument, and I just haven't really dedicated time to it. It's kind of not sad, but like it's kind of a bummer to me in a way, because like I keep putting it off, and you know, I'm not getting any younger.
Yeah, you're turning 26 next week.
I know. I'm so old. But, you know, it's funny. The one thing, you know how, like, you know how, like, when you think about, like, your future, like, kids and, like, the stuff you will and will not do, like, when you're raising them, you know?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Like, I don't want to be a parent that, like, forces something on my kids. However, I think I might be very pushy about them learning an instrument, like, young, you know?
Yeah, like, some kind of instrument, like, they can pick.
Yeah, like, exactly, like, if they can pick something, that would be good, but, like, I know so many people, and it's mostly because of, like, this is maybe more of, like, a common thing in, like, our church groups, you know, or, like, you know, our churches in general, but, like, a lot of people know how to play guitar, like, from a young age, you know, or even sometimes piano and stuff like that, too, but, like, if I can get, like, my future child or children to learn how to play something at a young age. I mean, even I get they don't. I'm not gonna like force them to stick with it, but like, I wish I learned and stuck with something when I was younger, because I started to learn the piano when I was younger and I never stuck with it. Yeah, I don't know. I just feel like they, even if they don't want to stick with it, that's fine. But like, if they just have it in their back pocket, like, I feel like they would appreciate that in the future, you know. And who knows? They might just enjoy like having the ability to make music. I know I do. Like, I would like that ability. I mean, because I can sing, and that's kind of the only thing I can do. But I love music, and I wish I could create it in a better way, you know.
Yeah, definitely.
So I might learn guitar. I'll report back to you. I'll do it for the podcast.
Yeah, for the podcast.
Oh my gosh. Okay, this is not a... Okay, I'm tangenting a little bit. But, like, I was just thinking about this the other day. I was listening to, like, music, obviously, in the car. And I, like, was thinking about guitar. But then, like, I was listening to, like, this rock kind of song. And I was like, you know what would be really awesome is to, like, learn guitar and then pick up an electric guitar and just, like, kind of learn how to, like, play some chords and, like, things. Like, that would be super awesome.
Just, like, riff on it?
Yeah. Exactly. Just like...
Like Steve did.
Yeah, for sure. My friend Steve, like, he's pretty talented when it comes to even, like, musical things. He's, like, super smart in general. But, like, he also knows how to, like, play guitar. And then I think he just picked up like, a electric guitar and just kind of, you know, just... playing around with it.
Well, it's like if you learn acoustic guitar, it's not that hard to pick up electric guitar.
Exactly, and that's what I want to do. I just want to.
Also, I just want to know. I mean, for me, it was hard to pick up bass. I never really caught on to bass, but
bass
is
different.
I lost interest in it, but yeah. I know some people. It's pretty easy to pick up bass if they know guitar too.
Yeah, because bass is different. Like it's not like going from acoustic to like electric is different, it's but it's still very similar.
The strings are the same notes, except there's two less.
Oh, okay. That's my goal in life. But I also want to learn piano, so I don't know what to do. I don't know.
I think guitar is a good place to start.
I think so, too. And I actually know people in my church who teach it. It's more or less finding time, you know? So, I don't know. Maybe one day. I'll play you a song.
I think I'd rather paint.
Oh, so we're going to that.
Maybe draw. I don't know. It's hard to like, what?
I'm sorry. You were just like, I think I'd rather paint. Like, I'm talking about, like, guitars, and you're just like, painting. I'm like, oh, okay.
I know. I just had some tea. I don't know why I'm so tired.
Oh, well. It's later for you.
Yeah. It's later for you.
Anyway, so so painting?
Well, I like to draw, like, with, like, if I had opportunities, charcoal, like, your, like, Tatiana has used. Or,
oh,
like,
yeah.
I use, like, pastels. Like, I like kind of drawing, I guess you would call that drawing with that. But, like, I don't like drawing with, like, colored pencils. I like filling in, like, coloring pages with colored pencils. Or,
yeah.
Or, like, I don't know, but, like, if I were to, like, draw something, like, abstract, or, like, make something abstract, I mean.
Yeah.
Make something like more like vibrant, you know, I don't want to use paint.
Yeah, I mean, I
feel like I could do more than what I do already.
Yeah,
like I don't really do anything right now, but like it's just because I don't have all the stuff, you know.
And you don't have like art supplies and stuff.
I don't have, yeah, it costs a lot of money.
It does,
like,
yeah.
It's like so like if I went to like a paint studio maybe, like, or somewhere, like,
oh yeah,
I don't know.
Oh, like, or like do like a class or something.
Yeah,
that'd be kind of cool. I was torn between those two because I can't do either. Like, I can't draw, and I don't know if I could paint.
You can barely write.
It's true. It really is. Like, you're not even being mean. Like, it's actually true.
I know. I'm just... it is true, but I'm not being mean. It's just, your writing is a little sloppy.
It is. I'm just, that's not the way I'm gifted, you know? I'm creative in other ways. You know what I mean?
Like, I can bloom in other ways.
I did. Yeah, exactly. I can't draw. Like, I did, like, some concept art for, like, our podcast, and, like, I did a very, very simple drawing, and it was kind of funny.
That wasn't that bad.
You know, it actually didn't turn out so bad, and my girlfriend helped me a little bit, though, but, like, it was more just, like, suggestions. Like, she was like, maybe you should draw that first. Like, she said, I made little stick figures, but she was like, draw the people first. And I'm like, okay. And she's like, and then draw the grass after, because, and I'm like, oh, that makes sense, you know? But
yeah,
because you draw the person and then you can put the grass around the person as opposed to putting the person around the grass. Yeah, it makes sense. So anyway, yeah, that didn't turn out so bad, but I was also not hand drawing that. That was like, well, I mean, it kind of was, but like it was easier, a little bit easier to do it on the computer, kind of. Sort of. I don't know. Anyway.
Yeah.
You might see that picture one day. We'll see. but, yeah, I don't know. Maybe I'd be better at painting, because if I was, like, painting to, like, fill something in, maybe that wouldn't be so bad. Like, coloring almost, but I don't know. I'm not artistic. My creativity comes from other sources. So, well. All right, well, I think that about does it. Wrap it up. Well, thank you guys for I almost said watching again, listening, you know, with your ears, you know, those things.
Your ears.
Yeah. Thank you guys for listening. If you want to follow the podcast, you can go. We're on Twitter. What are we? We're on Twitter, Instagram, and you can go to our Facebook page. It's LNLDA Show, LNL Da Show. And
I thought you was gonna like Dusho.
Dusho. So yeah, you can follow the podcast there. Sorry, I'm losing words. And if you want to follow me, I am ITSDAVIE3. It's Davy3 on Twitter and Instagram. And Abigail, how can they find you?
I am on Twitter and Instagram as ABIGAILN, as in Naomi. GRIFFIN, Abigail N. Griffin.
N is her middle.
And what?
N is her middle initial.
Oh.
It's Naomi. Right.
I just said that.
I know, I was just... Spoilers.
Well, I would say N as in Naomi, because it could sound like an M, like as in Marion.
Yeah, it's just funny that you say N as in Naomi, but like Naomi is actually what it stands for.
Well, yeah, that's what's really funny about it. Yeah, it's like, yeah. Not like N as in Nancy, like, because my middle name is not Nancy, so.
Yeah, right? That would be very strange. Abigail Nancy Griffin? Nah.
That sounds like you mixed, like, someone my age and someone 80 years old.
Yeah.
All right, never mind.
Anyway, so that's where you can find Abby, Twitter and Instagram.
I probably just offended a lot of people.
Somebody named Nancy just got real pissed.
That's like 30 years old. She's like, I'm your age.
I'm offended. Anyway, yeah. Thank you guys again. And yeah, stick around. Hopefully next episode will be us in like for reals person. Yay. Cool. Uh-huh. Woo.
Yay.
It won't, it won't really make much of a difference to you listeners, but it'll be fun for us. So.
Oh no, it will.
Actually, yeah, it probably will.
Don't worry.
Look forward to it.
Look forward to it, yes.
All right, well, bye.
Bye.